What I know for sure is that receiving creates an opportunity for a miraculous healing. And I learned this from a dog named Bella. And Bella belonged to one of my students and friends, Mary Beth. And Mary Beth found out that Bella, who was an Irish setter, and very, very old, I think Bella was 7, maybe, and she had been bleeding from her anus. Mary Beth took her to the vet and found out that her dog's was full of cancer, her dog's abdomen. And, of course, they had no idea where the cancer came from, and it looked very hopeless. And I really wanted to learn what we could and couldn't do with cancers. This was early in the 1990s. So I drove to Mary Beth's home and worked on the dog, and Bella let me do whatever I wanted. She was very open. She laid in my lap, and I would put my hands on her, and I would feel really deep pain coming from her. And when I touched her, she never wanted me to stop working on her. She never wanted me to take my hands away. So I had to look at the clock and say, I'm going to spend only an hour here, and then I would leave. And so I did that one day, and the second day I came, and Bella was still receptive and still bleeding and still allowing her body to release all this pain and suffering. Dogs are so easy to work on because they don't think about how much time I'm spending with them. They don't think about what they're owing me. They don't think about how they're not worthy. They just receive. So the third day I came, and this time, after spending an hour with my hands touching Bella's body, her body did what I call dismissing. In other words, her body told me in a nonverbal way that she did not need my hands on her anymore. I have found that people and animals that are dying do not dismiss a healer. So that told me in some way Bella had turned a corner. I came the fourth day and Bella dismissed me again. So then I decided I would start by coming every other day. So I did that for about a week or 10 days. And then I went to coming to touch Bella twice a week. I did that for a week, 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. And then I worked on her once a week. And then Mary Beth took Bella back to the veterinarian. And the veterinarian ran a scan and found that Bella had absolutely no cancer anywhere. Bella had stopped bleeding the third day. It was amazing, really. And, of course, we were fortunate. Bella lived another 3 or 4 years after that. What I learned from Bella is that we have to be really aggressive when we are working with a lot of disease and do it as often as we can. And the other thing I learned from Bella is that people, if they can be more like dogs and just receive and not decide they're not worthy, not decide their money doesn't afford them the luxury, not decide they don't have time, not decide that they have work to do or responsibilities, if they can just spend some time letting go and receiving, they can create miracles in their bodies.